I have explained the poem about emptiness is full. Washo Chu Hen. Show its reality, and Hen is form or a seeming. Show Chu Hen. And next one is Hen Chu Show, the opposite. And chu means, you know, chu or soku means some activity in which, not activity, some not relationship, but something in which everything appears, every event, you know, appears. What will it be? Something in which appears. May I say a little bit more? Something in which everything appears. Something in which always appears. That is the present moment, right now. You know, right now, you know, things happen, not in past or present. So practice should be the practice of right now. That is chu or soku. When we, you know, catch things, you know, how you catch it? You cannot catch past or future. You know. You can catch just present moment, right now. If you want to catch someone, you know, you should catch him right now, not past or not in the future. So if you want to practice Zazen, you know, you should practice it right now. That is chu. Show chu hen or hen chu show or shiki soku de ku, ku soku de shiki, is means right now. A is B, you know. But because we are always, you know, involved in thinking mind, and because we try to understand teaching, you know, in with seeking mind, in terms of present or past or, you know, now or later, you know, or always. You know, usually it means always thought. 1 plus 1 is 2. You know. That is, it's always so. But our ease or soak there without changing, you know, without waiting. You know, A is B. And that is actually what we mean. Right now it is so. So we, if we, you know, catch things right now, form is emptiness, and emptiness is form, because we catch it right now. Because we practice right now zazen, you know, not future or not past. We are Buddha himself. It does not mean form is emptiness, does not mean someday we will be we will attain that is, you know, right understanding of form is emptiness. So in empty screen, you know, you will see many pictures. The projected pictures. Without screen, you cannot see anything. Because of the screen, you can see many things. What is that screen now? No. Screen is just parable, you know. In this parable, what do you mean by screen? This is a kind of training of your mind, comparing your thinking faculty and non-thinking activity. The screen is right now. Without screen, you cannot see anything. You cannot have direct experience of anything, you know. Only by the screen you can see things. Only you, you know, the way you have direct experience of something is to experience it right now. Not future or not past time. Do you understand? So, when you count your breathing, 1, 2, 3, means right now. Right now is 1, 2, 3. It means that you never lose your practice. You will not be so lazy, you know, to try to do it in the future time, but right now. Whatever condition you are, you know, you should do it. Even though you are sleepy, when you do it, you know, you have direct experience of zazen practice. So, you know, this is, it looks like very rigid formula, but what it means is very direct and very clear, much clearer than, you know, formula of mathematics. Two plus two is four is not so clear, you know, and it is not always so. But form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. It's very accurate. Only you are not familiar of this kind of, you know, formula. You think this is just form, you know. You will not be interested in it so much. Because if you become very sincere with your practice, you will understand this formula very accurate and very explicit. Means chu or sokuze means right now or practice, real practice, which you do right now. Okay? No. So, form is emptiness. Right now it is so. But it is not always so. Do you understand? You don't understand. Let me have a couple of words. You have to think. Wave and water, you know. Right now, you know, it is wave is water, water is wave. But if you think about it, if you have the idea of water and idea of wave, because you saw it, you know, because you saw the wave and you have idea of water here. And you may think, but that is water. Water is something like this. But right now, when you see waves on the water, wave is water, and water is wave. Right now, when you don't think, what that you think means, you know, you take some movement, you know, activity, and analyze wave from water. That is what you do when you think. But right now, you know, when you hear the sound, that is, so that is we say. You know, which hand makes sound? Right now, you know, you cannot say which. Maybe this hand, maybe that hand. Or maybe both. You don't know. That is reality. But when you think, after you know, hear the sound, there is right hand and left hand, and sound. But, you know, this time, here, you know, right now, sound is hand and is sound. Hands are sound. So, this, you know, chew or soak there is very, very important. And that is why Dogen Zenji left Ashobo Genzo explaining this moment. So, what does it mean? It's very important. It is a point by which our teaching means something. If we lose this point, your practice doesn't work. Whatever our teaching is, maybe it doesn't work. That is someone's teaching. Or teaching which you heard long time ago. Or teaching which you will understand, you know, sometime after. Someday. Someday is no day. We say. Day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, we will do it. Day after tomorrow, we will do it. That is, you know, if you lose this point, nothing works. Now, the poem for the second statement. Form is emptiness. By the way, when you say emptiness is form and form is emptiness, you know. Those two statements makes complete sense. Even though you say, when you just say, for instance, sugar is something which is sweet. There may be something besides sugar which can be sweet. But the relationship between, you know, waves and water, you know, there's no water except wave. There's no wave except water. So, sugar is sweet statement, sugar is sweet, is not complete statement. The waves, you know, when you can say both ways, waves and it's water, and water is waves, then water and waves are completely same thing, you know. If it is not same thing, you cannot say in two ways. So it means when we say emptiness is form, it is, you know, more stronger. It means, you know, you cannot escape from this. You have no reason not to practice Zazen. If you don't practice Zazen, you know, you are not Buddha. Because you are not in complete relationship between Buddha and you. If you don't do that, it is like water without wave. There's no such water exist. If it is water, it must have some wave. Even though you cannot see it, you know, there must be some waves. So Dogen Zenji says, even though you are Buddha, if you don't practice Zazen, you are not Buddha. Or you may say the other, and in this way, if you know you miss this point, or if you understand yourself on this moment, right now, without moving anything, without moving even, without having even a blink of blink? What do you call it? Blink. Blink of eyes. You cannot you are not Buddha. Without having blink, if you practice Zazen, or if you do something, you are Buddha. There's no such Buddha like dead Buddha. Dead Buddha is only exist in your mind, but actually, you know, there's no such thing exist. Something exists, it's something and Buddha. Oh, do you understand that? So you have no reasons why you are not Buddha, as long as you arrive. As you are taking breathing. Because form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. Okay. that this world exists is because you are doing something right now. You know, that is why it exists. Right now you are, because you are doing something. But when you think about it, about our world, it is not real world. The world produced by thinking mind. Isn't that so? So we should not be deluded by some idea which we just produce by thinking mind. By direct experience, we should be Buddha. That is what it means. The poem says, at dawn, an ignorant old woman finds her ancient mirror. And there was a story in India. There was an old woman called Enyadatta. And she used to, you know, see herself in her old mirror. And she liked to see her beautiful face, her beautiful eyes and eyeball in the mirror. One day, she couldn't see the beautiful eyes in the mirror. So she was, she became crazy, you know, at seeing when she thought she lost her beautiful eyes. Our face, eyes. This is the story which we should understand first. At dawn, an ancient old woman finds her ancient mirror. Wherein she clearly sees her face, which cannot be elsewhere. And this is the second one. And next one is, no more will she reject her head by grasping at its shadow. An old woman means form and all the means form or seeming or attribute. Opposite to the reality or original face. At dawn, at early in the morning, ignorant old woman finds her ancient mirror. It means that, you know, form, the old man, and mirror is one. When she, you know, see herself into the mirror, no, she is the image in the mirror, and image in the mirror is herself. So it means form is emptiness. Emptiness is old mirror or original face or emptiness. So here, old woman is, it means old woman is emptiness or original face. Next line is clearly. Wherein she clearly sees her face, which cannot be elsewhere. This is the translation. This translation may be too beautiful, you know. If you read it, if you translate it literally, clearly it is, you know, nothing but the reality. Both is nothing but the reality. She is mirror, mirror is she. image in the mirror is herself and herself is in image in the mirror. If you take her as the subject of the sentence, it means emptiness is form. And clearly it is, they are nothing but the reality. This is next line. So no more will she reject her head by grasping at his shadow. No more will she reject her head by grasping at its shadow. When she saw her eyes, you know, in the mirror, she was very happy. So she was grasping her head in another way. And she, you know, but she rejected her head, you know, when she couldn't see her face in the mirror. So it means, you know, she thought, she took one and rejected another, but actually they are the same. Tentatively, you may understand this way. Early in the morning, an old woman had a mirror, and old woman and image in the mirror is one. So, it is foolish of her to reject, you know, her original, her own face, you know, accepting the face in the mirror. Even though, for some reason, she couldn't see her own face, you know, in the mirror. It does not mean she lost her face. Tentatively, you know, I want you to understand this way. But actually, the story we have in Indian Sutra, Shiryokon, Dharani. You know, there were an old man, you know, who enjoyed to see her image, her face in the mirror. But when she, you know, wanted to see her beautiful you know, eyes and eyeball on her head, you know, it is not possible to see her face. So even though she tried to see her eyes, you know, which she sees, and eyeball, you know, it is not possible to see. But she became very discouraged. When she couldn't see her beautiful eyes on his head without him, and she became crazy. That was more like original story. I don't know which is true story. If we understand in that way, to reject her, not to reject her faith. Oh, yeah, it means, you know, because she couldn't see, you know, her own beautiful eyes, but that is real, you know, eyes, that is form, you know, and that is nothing but the mirror. She will see almost all the time in the old mirror. Old mirror means reality. So maybe better to understand this story in this way. Do you did I explain pretty well to make sense for you? One story is, you know, she thought, when she thought she couldn't see her own face in the mirror, so she became great. But another one is after seeing her beautiful face in the mirror, she tried to see her own, you know, eyes and eyeball on her head, which is not possible. And she couldn't see, so she became crazy. Anyway, this is just parable, so I don't mind whichever it's true. But anyway, it means that what you see, you know, right now, in this moment, it's also reality. Not after or not before. So right now, what you see is reality. Now, when I come to America, when I came to America, I didn't ask any information about Sokoji Temple. And at that time, there was no Zen Center. So, I have no way to ask what is Zen Center. But I could ask, you know, where is San Francisco at least. But I didn't, you know, study anything about San Francisco, because I accepted to go to San Francisco wherever the city is. I thought if I go there, I will find out with my eyes what is San Francisco and what kind of temple Sokoji is. So only when it may help, but we shouldn't be too much interested in someone's talk, or someone's rumor about future life. If you go there, you find it. Maybe I am a kind of extremist. Maybe it is better to know something about what we will go. But that kind of information doesn't help you so much, and it will create your prejudice, which will disturb, which will be a disturbance for your intuition, I think. So now, at this moment, it's very important point. The next one is form is form. Show to right. Form is form, or show to right. Show is emptiness. To is right now. Or is. That is come. The seeming in according to Charles Rook, seeming uniting with the real. Seeming uniting. It means that there's a way to keep emptiness from the dust. The emptiness means original face or emptiness. And dust means the dualistic thinking mind. There is a way to keep our empty mind, to keep our emptiness from the dust of dualistic thinking mind. It is more literal translation. Today's ability today's ability to avoid what is forbidden. What is forbidden? Today's ability, you know, to avoid what is forbidden means, you know, we don't call emperor's name, you know. We call, you know, very intimately, friendly, name of the president. You know. But in China or in Japan, you know, we don't call emperor's name by his first name, and he has, you know, no, he has no second name. He has just, you know, first name, and we don't call his first name even. So to avoid the what is forbidden means, you know, not to have the, not to call emptiness by names of many things, you know, like I attained enlightenment, or enlightenment experience is something this kind. And I have attained enlightenment. And this is a big enlightenment. And this is minor enlightenment. If you say so, it means that you couldn't avoid what is forbidden. You call the name of forbidden name. So if someone asks you what is emptiness, you know, there's no way to say what it is. If you say something that is not, or that is not emptiness itself, we should know that. You know. I think I have to explain this point next time. There is many misunderstanding in this area. Now, when you say, you know, it is not possible, word is very word has just limited sense, and there's some limit. It will give some limitation to the reality. Even though I say water is cold, but if you don't drink it, you don't understand actually what is water. This is just, you know. But when we say words, it's when we say, we do not say, explain the limitation of the word, but we use word to point out the reality. So we do not mean to reject the word or to reject our head. We should not reject our head. We should not reject our word, even though it is not perfect. And if you talk about limitation now, someone thinks, if he talk about how imperfect ability, how poor ability it has, our thinking mind, our words, it's, you know, then, it is not so. If he is their Zen student, he should be able to point out, you know, by word, what is emptiness, what is enlightenment. At least he should try to do so, instead of rejecting word, instead of rejecting the intellectual understanding of sutra. This point is very important. Because there are many people who make this kind of mistake. Just talking about word is not good. The intellectual understanding doesn't mean anything. It is so poor. It's we cannot communicate by words. The only way is to attain enlightenment. Unless you sit and attain enlightenment, you cannot study Zen. So, I don't explain what it is. Just sit. This is another mistake. If you understand Zazen in that way, that is also a mistake. Thank you very much.